with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exists for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interests, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous failures, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation, and this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we are a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you. It's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie.
Ladies and gentlemen, the prayer call will start in 1 minute. Thank you very much for your patience.
They will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up. Widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Every lie.
Welcome to the PrayersFor45.com call for Thursday night, January 24th. Where does the time go? This month is almost over. Well, we're here gathered again tonight. We're on a mission. We'll continue our mission, and we're watching. I thought Barnum and Bailey was the greatest show on earth, but we're now certainly watching the greatest show on earth. And we know we're praying for an outcome, and we'll do two prayers again tonight. Our first prayer, as always, will be for President Trump. And our second prayer tonight, we will pray for the plan. And boy, what a plan it is. It's a beautiful plan. And I have a question for everybody. Has anybody else ever found themselves feeling love toward a president? I know I never did. I've never felt any emotion toward an American president other than the visceral reaction we all have to politicians. But we knew they were politicians, and I think we all dealt with that in our own emotional way accordingly. But so many people coming together now with such great love for this president, and that's why we're here. We're here because we're praying for a man that we know is taking us to a place that we need to go. We need to go as a people, as a country, as a world. And we're doing our little part here. That's what we're doing. Well, it doesn't look like Kimberly has joined us yet. So I'm going to pull a switch hitter, as we say. That's why we got people on the bench here. I am going to unmute you, Betty, and say, how you doing? I know you have dialed in early. How are you, Betty? Maybe I didn't unmute Betty.
Betty didn't unmute herself.
Okay. Hi, Betty.
I had myself on mute. Hi there.
Welcome. I'm glad you're here. I know you and Pastor Joseph were here, and at the last minute when Kimberly didn't call in, I thought, well, I know there's two more prayer leaders hanging in the wings here, and it's great to have you both. And Pastor Joseph, we'll see you soon, leading a prayer as always. And we now have so many great prayer leaders. It's such a pleasure to work with everybody, and everybody's been so responsive and great. And Betty, so good to have you. If you would be kind enough to lead us in a great prayer for President Trump and his family and the administration.
Absolutely. Let's all bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you, first of all, just acknowledging that you are Lord over the entire earth you created. You are Lord over all of the nations and all of the leaders. You raise each and every one of them up and you bring them down. And Lord, it is for such a time as this that you have raised up this president to lead this country and to get us out of the mess that this country has gotten, and it's all because of sin, Father. And so we ask that you would be his safety and his stay, that you would protect him and his family as they travel, as they lead, and especially President Trump. I know he's probably got a big Kabbalist target on his back and on his forehead, Lord, but you are above all of that. You can be a shield for him, for all of those arrows that might come his way or whatever attacks may come his way. You are his help. You are our help and stay. And Lord, he needs a spiritual covering as well. I pray that he is coming to know you better each and every day as Savior and Lord. Would you establish a really firm relationship with him, that he would hear your voice of guidance? And Lord, that you would surround him with a capable, godly, righteous, spiritual leaders and advisors who would advise him spiritually, that would help him to come to know you as Lord, so that he in turn can lead this nation back to you and lead this nation out of the mess that Satan has really led us into. All of the horrific things that are happening, Lord, and you have raised up President Trump for exactly this purpose. And so, Lord, we're grateful to you for all of the successes that he's had so far, and we ask that you would give him continued success. Give him wise counselors in his cabinet, Lord, with the generals, everyone that's around him. We ask, Lord, that you would give them wisdom as they help to lead him and help him to make wise decisions, Lord. Restore our nation to godliness and righteousness and clean up all of the mess that is in here, Lord. This country has become a mess. There are so many atrocities being committed. We've got this wall issue and everything, and so we ask, Lord, that you would give him favor where he goes before the world and its leaders, and would you be present, guide him, and let him be yielded to the Holy Spirit, and so protect him and be his covering, his help and his stay and his shield. Help him to run our country and lead our country with justice and righteousness, Lord, but also with wisdom and with strength. Give him strength to be able to withstand all of the criticisms that he's getting on every side from Congress, Lord, from the media, from people, possibly from other world leaders, from the cabal, people that have been raised up to come against him. I ask, Lord, that you would help him to be completely immune to all of that criticism, that he would be focused on the task that you have given him, that you would give him strength and courage to complete the task that you have for him. And so, Lord, we are relying on you, not on men, not on his security team, Lord. It is you and you alone who will protect him. And so we are looking to you and you exclusively. I know that you raise up people and he's surrounded by people who were protected. But, Lord, ultimately, you can either let that bullet get through or not. And so we are relying on you, Father, to protect the servants that you have raised up for this time. And so we pray all these things in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Betty. And, yeah, you talk about, pray about criticism. And, you know, I think we all can handle a little criticism when it's constructive, but this is not criticism. This is evil attacking our president from all sides. And, the criticism, some we might accept as warranted, generally speaking, and especially when you talk about politics and the show that we've been watching, Republicans versus Democrats, the show they've been putting on our entire lives. But criticism, this isn't. This is something way beyond criticism. But it is never ending, isn't it? It just doesn't seem
it's
to end.
Unrelenting. It is unrelenting what he has to face.
And he is cool as a cucumber. This man is. Got the you know, the steel. He's made of steel. And today
think about who God raised up. Look at what his background was. He had to have nerves of steel because of the industry that he was in. And in high power and finance and having to wheel and deal with people and keep a poker face with people and have to lead employees and building up a business like he did. And so he had to develop nerves of steel. And then the show that he started, you know, he had to deal with, he knows how the media works. And so the Lord truly put the right person in place, somebody who's not part of the system. He might have been on the fringes, but somebody who truly is loyal to this nation and loyal to this country and loyal to God. And, God really, really picked the right person for the right time, for the right task. So,
amen to that. Yeah. And God bless the military generals that recruited him and convinced him to do this. As he always said, he didn't need to do this. He didn't need, certainly didn't need a job. He didn't need the income. He didn't need anything. And that's why he's such a master at seemingly everything he does. And he seems so omnipresent and omni-aware. He's an extension of God. I think that's the only explanation, isn't it?
Completely. God knows the hearts of men, and I think he looked straight into there and knew who he could use and who had the, you know, he formed him. He made him who he is, and so I think he knew who he could use and who would be more effective. And really, the bottom line is, you guys, it doesn't matter. God used a baby to be able to save the world. And so God really can raise up anyone and use anyone, because if you were empowered by God, really there isn't anything that can stop you if he's behind you. And so God chose him. God chose him to do it. So all the glory goes to God and all the credit goes to God, because he's going to accomplish the task and no one can interfere with God's purposes. Nobody. So we have nothing to fear. God's behind it.
He was quite funny today as he was speaking, as he often does, impromptu to the media, and he made me laugh twice today. First of all, he had some bad tanning spray on. I don't know what he did or I don't know how he tans, but he was orange.
He often does.
Yeah, he was bright orange. He must have come out of the tanning booth. But he looked into the camera and when he was asked about the State of the Union, and he very calmly said, "Well, Nancy's right. We shouldn't do this until after the government's open again." And he just knows when to play them and when to give people their props and when to take their toys away. He's such a master. But anyway, thank you so much, Betty.
No problem.
Great to talk to you. And we'll move on to our second prayer, and we'll bring in our second prayer leader, Diane. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Scotty. Thank you for having me tonight.
What's going on in Seattle? All is well?
All is well. All is well. And, you know, when I was praying to get ready for tonight, Scotty, I was really captured by Deuteronomy in 31, where it says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified of them, for for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And we've been talking about a prayer for trusting the plan. And in this passage of Scripture, Moses is leading the Israelites out of Egypt to the Promised Land. And what struck me was how the Lord told Moses that this people will arise and play the harlot with the strange gods of the land into the midst of which they are going, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger will be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them and hide my face from them, and they shall be consumed, and evils and troubles will come upon them. And in that, Scotty, I'm just so captured by the fact that we are being led again out of the mess that we have been in for many, many years from our ancestors. And I would just like to pray not only for the plan, but that we have faith in God's perfect timing to work, to do the work that he started on behalf of us, his people.
Please do.
So, Father God, we just come before you on this evening, and some of us so weary and tired of the wait for the evil people in high places to fall at your feet. Let us be reminded that your timing is perfect, that your chosen leaders will be prepared for their task at hand by none other than you. Let us rejoice in the fact that you are the creator and the orchestrator of all that is good. Thank you, God, that good flourishes in light, and you are bringing the darkness into light. You have chosen those that have patience and have acquired wisdom to lead us through this maze of darkness with the stench of evil that was created over many, many years. We see you cracking their vessels. We see the evil shells that were designed to fool us through mainstream media and many other acronyms. We ask you to continue to eradicate the MSM, Lord. We ask you to eradicate their censorship of key critical news, of their biasness based on political affiliation, of their selective amnesia, of their specific individuals that have so wrongfully participated based on personal gain. And we just ask you, Lord, to let us remember humility as we watch these people fail, and be struck with an abundance of grace for each and every one is a child of God that was either walked or tripped, tricked or woven into the traps of Satan himself. Let us remember that many were trained as small children to walk in the works of evil and had no knowledge of a different way. Lord, fill us with your grace. Let us not be fixated on revenge, but the Lord says, "For vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." We trust your perfect plan, Lord. We wait. We listen. We watch for your continued guidance and leadership that you have placed in plain sight before us. We pray fervently for your perfect plan to continue. We know not what you know, but we place our trust in Almighty God, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for Q, for Trump, for the team, for the spreading of knowledge. For in Proverbs 24 you say, "By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge the rooms are filled with precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases power. For by wise guidance you will wage war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory." In John 16:33, he says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." We thank you, Lord, for your perfect plan, for your perfect timing. We thank you for the love of all of us. And we pray this in your precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Diane. It's always great to have you with us, and we will see you again very soon. We appreciate your services and leading us in prayer. Well, everybody, that will get us through two prayers again, and so glad to have everybody with us. I'd like to remind everybody that we do post our prayer calls and I have been asking for an assistant and someone to help us with our website and help us post calls and send out emails. And that person will come. I know it will. If anybody would like to steer somebody my way, please do. But in the meantime, we are working to keep the site up to date and get all the calls posted. So by tomorrow morning, all of the past prayers will be posted on the website. And, of course, this is a community that is growing organically through your participation and your good graces. So please do share Prayers for 45 with friends and family. Pass on a link to the site and let them know about our prayer calls, please. Well, we'll close tonight, as we do, with a prayer of gratitude. And we will move on, hopefully have a good evening, and continue to watch this greatest show on earth that I know some days seems very exciting, and we always need to know we're winning, that's for sure. And Diane mentioned fear tonight. We need not fear. I think we're in great hands. And so we pray, Lord, we're grateful to be on our mission to reassert our sovereignty, to reform the liberal satanic international order. And we pray you guide our friends, family, and fellow American patriots to help us and to exert their sovereignty as well. We aspire to make the international order serve our citizens, not to control them. We would be so thankful, Lord, for this sovereignty. We're so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Betty and Diane. We're grateful for our other prayer leaders, Pastor Joseph, Evelyn, Kimberly, and all those that have come to pray with us. We're grateful for all the prayer warriors that are on the call with us tonight. We're so grateful for everything you have given us, Lord. Thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives, for the many ways in which we are all cared for and supported on this call. Thank you for the many ways we can serve and give to others today and every day. Lord, we want to serve, and we will, and therefore shall do your work. We thank you, Lord, from the bottom of our heart. We thank you for our health, and we thank you for our great President Trump. Well, good night, everybody. Have a good evening. God bless you and your families, and enjoy the night. Go out and make it a great night. Bye-bye now.